Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria gaan vandag op na 31, Johannesburg 30 en Tsenin 'n maksimum van 29 grade. Ons begin in Mpumalanga waar 'n pastoor wat ook 'n politikus is, gisteraand doodgeskiet is.
Police recovered some cartridges and also discovered that he sustained multiple gunshot wounds. The motive for his killing is unknown at this stage.
Mpumalanga polisiewoordvoerder Donald Mlulu sê Ezra Mtumba is op die R536 doodgeskiet tussen Kuglu en die Nasionale Kruger Wildtuin, dis in die Bosbokrand gebied. Niks is van die toneel afgesteel of uit Matumbo se bakkie gevat nie. Meer hieroor by jackrandafm.com, klik op news. In Johannesburg skop president Cyril Ramaphosa vanoggend 2 dae van gesprekke af met die Gautengse regering oor die stand van dienslewering. Die president lei vanoggend 'n afvaardiging van ministers in sy kabinet vir die beraadslaging oor hoe om dienslewering in die land se ekonomiese provinsie te verbeter en ook watter ondersteuning gebied word aan sukkelende munisipaliteite. Cliff Shiku berig van die Johannesburgse Metro Raadsgebou af waar die gesprekke gevoer word.
Some of the issues expected to be discussed is the water crisis, the housing backlog, investment drive, job creation and infrastructure development. Like other provinces, Gauteng is battling with rampant crime, potholes, unemployment and Eskom's load reduction, amongst other issues. The meeting is expected to outline the province service delivery response action plan in line with the district development model plan of the 7th administration. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
Na KwaZulu-Natal, waar die verhoor van Bongikosi Kanyile na verwagting vandag in die Durbanse Landdroshof sal afskop. Hy word aangekla van die aanhits van openbare geweld tydens die onluste in KwaZulu-Natal in Julie 2021. Kanyile het gister vlugtig in die hof verskyn nadat hy in hegtenis geneem is, omdat hy maandag sy hofverskyning gemis het. In internasionale nuus die ernstige waarskuwing uit Frankryk dat Rusland nou 'n regstreekse bedreiging inhou vir die hele Europa. Dit was by monde van Franse president Emmanuel Macron, wat gisteraand sy landsgenote toegespreek en gesê het Russiese agressie ken geen grense nie en dat Europa moet gereed maak om Oekraïne onder Donald Trump se administrasie alleen te verdedig en sonder Amerikaanse hulp. Hy het herhaal dat hy gewillig is om Franse soldate as moontlike vredesmag na Kiev te stuur indien 'n skietstilstand wel bereik word.
I want to believe that the US will stand by our side, but we have to be ready for that not to be the case. We need to be able to recognize the Russian threat and better defend ourselves in order to deter such attacks.
Meer hieroor op ons nuusblog. En aan die Australiese ooskus is die hoogste golf ooit gemeet. Die golf van 12.4 meter hoog is gisteraand aangeteken aan die kus in Brisbane. Dit is aangedryf deur die baie sterk winde wat deel is van tropiese sikloon Alfred en wat na verwagting môre oggend die ooskus van Australië sal tref. Sowat 4 miljoen mense aan die kus is aangesien om voor te berei en te ontruim waar nodig. Ek skade dit is the top story at this hour. A pastor, who's also a politician, was shot and killed last night in Mpumalanga.
Thanks so much, Khada and the team. 9:03. To the technical team, yes, we still have sound coming back. Okay. I woke up to news this morning and it just reminds me of all the conversations that we have here on the Work Zone on Jacaranda FM. Someone sent me a screen grab and, you know, it's always disturbing to learn on social media. I like news in person, or I want someone to call me up and giving me a heads up. And this one I didn't see coming, and it's just so... I don't want to say it's just sad, because it's not just sad. It's also an indication for me and you of how short life is and how we need to just live life to the fullest and make that phone call and see people and appreciate people and to be kind. I saw this morning that sê haar klokhelder lag in pragtige groot boshare sal vir toneelspelkykers en theatergangers en collega's in die bedryf sal altyd bybly. Die aktrise